It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11. Let's get this show started. Do the carry out. This is where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Big day on the old Capitol Hill. The House Intelligence Committee held hearings on whether or not Russia influenced the election, whether or not President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower, and whether or not congressmen could keep their allotted speaking time. Big news, FBI Director James Comey said they're investigating Trump and his team for colluding with Russia, and that there's no evidence in the Justice Department or in the FBI that the President Obama wiretapped. Also, Russia didn't actually manipulate voting machines, which I don't think was ever in question, but thanks for clearing that up. If House intelligence hearings aren't your thing, can I interest you in a lovely Senate judiciary hearing on the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch? Huh? It's really nice. I don't know about you, but do I really want one of the judges that will determine the future of our country to be named Neil? That's a great name for a roommate or maybe a math professor, but judge? I like a James or maybe a Wilbur or a Rose. Neil. Anyway, back to the hearings. It wouldn't be a hearing without controversy. A former student says that Gorsuch had some lectures that were pretty misogynistic where he said it was permissible for employers to ask women in job interviews that they were planning to get pregnant as to decide if they should get the job. Not sure that's Clarence Thomas level of controversy, but we'll see if it sticks. Also, Democrats still mad about Merrick Garland snub, so we'll see. President Trump tweeted all morning just to get us ready for all the action. Then he did a rally in Louisville to tell Kentucky residents about their history and asked them to remember that moment in American history when, well, he won the election. Such a beautiful day. You remember that day? That's what he said. What? 2020, just 4 years away. His approval ratings are the worst in American history at this point in the presidency, but who cares? We knew that going in. Listen, Trump's like a Todd Frazier. He's going to strike out a ton, right? He's going to hit like 200. But he's also maybe going to hit 30 home runs. And he'll be traded by the deadline when the country's under 500. Make sense? I think so. Might have mixed that metaphor up a bit. Trump got caught in a little bit of a lie this weekend. The White House said he was going to Mar-a-Lago to do some business. Serious business. Just more comfortable at a golf course. Doing business. Top secret business. But then someone tweeted out a picture and he was in golf clothes with a golf glove on. No biggie, not at all. It's really not a biggie, but why do they have to lie about it? Just tell us you're going golfing and take the lumps from the press that you golf too much. Or more than the last president who you attacked for golfing too much. Just take that. Don't lie, right? That's the problem here. Local, a man was shot 6 times when entering a courtroom at 26 in California this week. And this after a man was recently shot leaving 26 in Cal. So 2 takeaways. Respect for the judiciary and police is waning, and also do your best to stay away from 26 and Cal, right? I mean, it used to be a mark on your record, but now it's a mark on your record.
Yikes.
Going in there for a traffic stop, you don't know what you're going to get. State Senator Daniel Biss threw his hat in the gubernatorial ring today. He's going to run for governor on the Democratic ticket, but I'm confused. Last I checked, Biss wasn't a millionaire or a billionaire, and I thought that was a prereq for running for state office. Isn't that in the state constitution? Is it? I've never read it. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. Maybe it is. I'm not sure. In weather, nice little thunderstorm last night, huh? Didn't even know it was coming through. Woke up to some hail, some thunder and lightning. Strong. But I don't have a dog. Guessing people with a dog, not so strong. In sports, we was robbed, huh? What a chaotic end to the Cats' magical run this season. An obvious blown call, a technical foul that wouldn't have been called if they didn't blow the obvious call. And a 4-point swing did the Cats in the second round loss to Gonzaga. But what a run. What a season. At the end of the broadcast, the CBS folks said the Cats are definitely going to be the favorite to win the Big Ten next year. What? Let that sink in. What? All right. Again, though, I'm not trying to be a homer, but bad officiating all game made it really hard for the good guys to win. I said it. I'll expect a fine. Go ahead. I'll take the fine. The Illini made quick work in finding a head coach to replace John Gross. Is it Gross or Grossy? Gross? Yeah. Anyway, how quick we forget. Brad Underwood comes in one after 1 year stint in Oklahoma State. Underwood, no relation to Kerry. Well, I don't think. I didn't look it up, but it could be. I mean, sure. Why not? It's probable. Kerry Underwood's dad has a great track record, and basketball insiders love the move. Nice to get a coach from a big program, but also not so nice that the dude jumped after 1 year. what happens after next year when another school comes a-calling. Mm. Now we could take all our attention and put it on the Chicago Blackhawks, who are just in fuego right now. 5 goals in the third period last night. What? With the win over the Avalanche, the Hawks clinched a playoff spot, but more importantly, they have widened their lead in the West. Right now, they have a 7-point lead over the slumping Wild. Not so wild at this point. I'd say farm-raised. The Minnesota farm-raised. The only worry for the Hawks at this point is whether or not they're peaking too early. Right. Okay. Next. Right? Give me a break. Also, this is interesting. The Cleveland Cavaliers upset the league office by sitting LeBron, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love on Saturday night for a primetime game on ABC. The week before, the Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, did the same thing. Seems to me that the teams have some issues with playing on network TV. I mean, maybe these guys only play for basic cable, right? They don't do free TV. You don't get LeBron on free TV. You got to buy a package to get LeBron. And finally, tonight, Beauty and the Beast destroyed the box office, and reports are saying that all the hoopla over the gay characters, i.e. the dinnerware, was overblown. It just goes to show you 2017 America is ready for an effeminate candlestick and a coffee cup. Hollywood's taking note, too. The next movie up, a reboot of Milk. Yep, with saucers and bowls. The whole thing. That's the carryout for March 20th, 2017. It's a great night tonight, so we're feeling generous. We're going to give you 2 bags, double bag your order. Paper with plastic over it. Yeah, you're welcome. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling. Touche! A lot to talk about today, so we'll get right to it. It's Download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.